District Business Office Manager Kelly Glenn says that deficit is being addressed through aggressive pursuit of wage and salary concessions, which are items that have to be negotiated between the district and its unions. Glenn says that on the revenue side, the budget also makes assumptions about state funding and the district's student population.
The revenue projections are based on the flat foundation route of $7,513 foundation allowance per pupil. We're projecting an estimated 68 blended drop in enrollment of 68 students.
The blended enrollment takes into consideration both the fall and winter student counts. Glenn says the budget includes projected savings in the area of custodial services. The district's been considering privatizing that work and had an item on the agenda to do just that. But the privatization resolution was removed from the agenda at the request of board members who wanted more time to look it over. Among the cuts in the budget are the elimination of 53 paraprofessionals and 49 staff. 20 of those staff cuts are being made through retirements or resignations. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.